Remember when poor Ryan was talking about how business was slow? He just had a month where he quadrupled his business from last year. We discuss what he did to improve his business and what we can learn to apply to our own businesses. Stay tuned.
This episode of Super Boothers is brought to you by Photo Booth Startup, giving you the ultimate photo booth at an affordable price. Specializing in ring light booths, whether you're just starting out or adding some to your fleet, Photo Booth Startup can help. Visit their website at photobooththestartup.com. Hello and welcome to Super Boothers. My name is Ryan.
And I'm Ismail.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's not morning.
You know what?
Wait a second. It may be morning, so when you're listening to this.
It may be morning. What's been going on? Talk to me.
Well, we were just kind of catching up. Was it yesterday? And you were talking about all these things that you're doing. And I'm very curious to learn more about what you're doing.
What would you like to know? I am an open book.
Well, I think you were saying that you're doing things to grow your business big time. And I'm curious to hear what that is and how you're doing.
Well, so I was just going over some brief numbers with Ismail. In December, I did quadruple of what I normally do. And January, I'm going on a little bit over double right now.
Nice. Double a usual January?
Yeah. So wow. What I did last year and the year before, I've done a hair over double of what I normally do.
Let's talk about that. How do you 4X your busiest month and then double January? Like, what's causing that?
Well, part of which is I redid my website. And I spent about 3 weeks nonstop, and it's still not done.
So let me just jump in, because I was speaking to another boother, and I asked him kind of the same thing, and he also said his website. Now, do you really think the website has that big of an impact on sales?
Like, I think so.
Getting more business?
I think so. Really? Yeah, because if you are directing all this traffic to a website, you need to make sure that they stay on there.
Well, this other boother I was talking to had the same thing where he said once he changed his site, it changed his business.
Yeah, and for sure. And I think change how you book business. And I made adjustments to my contact form and to my booking system, and just to make sure that all those things are operating a little bit more efficiently than they were before. And granted, they were operating efficiently before, so I'm just even more optimizing those things.
So when you're redoing the site, right, are you trying to make the booking process easier? Are you trying to show different, like, I'm trying to understand why it results in 4X more sales.
Yeah.
Are you, like, getting more leads, or are you just booking more of the leads that you were getting before?
I think I'm booking more of the leads that, no, that's a lie too, because I'm having, like, maybe 10 or 12 leads a day now.
So you're getting more leads than normal.
I think more leads than normal, but I'm also converting more of them. Whenever I was in Australia, it was, you know, maybe week two that I had made these changes, and I'm seeing money coming in left and right, and I'm like, where is all this money coming from?
That's, like, a great problem to have.
The sky opening up, like, what is going on? Because
your neighbors are probably mad because your house is just flashing green while you're away.
Rewind, you know, this podcast a few months back, and I'm like, where's the money?
Oh, yeah.
I eating ramen soup, and I, you know, only can go to the casino once a week instead of three times. No, I'm kidding.
So then what's causing the increase in leads?
Truthfully, I think it has a lot to do with how my website is organized now, and I think I do a better job of selling it in the way I did before. So I actually have a new PDF coming out called 15 Changes You Need to Make to Your Website Today. And this is one of the talks that I did in Australia. I really do believe that this is the reason why I've had such a growth. One of the things that I did was I changed all the graphics. So all the graphics are now pretty much on point and where they're supposed to be, which before it was like, oh, you know, they're okay. They could be better. Now I don't think they can be any better than they already are. So I have a lot of phone mockups. I have a way of, it's like, how do you sell digital props to someone? So I have a graphic on my website now of how to display that properly to where the customer understands, oh, okay, now I get it. Now I understand what this is. Because you have to be able to explain to someone that's not, you know, a millennial always on Snapchat and Instagram. So how do you explain that to someone else? So I think I do a better job of that. Another thing that I changed is I operate in multiple markets. I think at the moment I'm in 12 markets. So what I've done is I have really changed the way that each one of those markets is received. So whenever I do Google Ads or Instagram or what have you, and I'm marketing it to a specific market, they go to a landing page specific to them. So if you are booking in San Francisco, you're going to a San Francisco page. Or if you're going to New York, you're going to a New York page. You're not going just to the main thing, hey, we do it nationwide. You're going to something specific. And I think that has really helped, because the problem that I've previously had is, let's say in Dallas, there is a museum that refers me. Well, I don't want them to click on stuff and see stuff in Los Angeles or see stuff in Austin or see stuff, you know, I want them to see things that are in their market. And I know, and I realize that I'm such a minority here. However, I'm pretty sure that this can apply to someone. Granted,
well, the big idea is targeting your marketing to your target customer.
Sure.
And, right? And so if you're doing weddings, you want to show weddings. Things that do with weddings.
Yeah. And you're putting out there what you want to come back. So that's kind of what the process was behind here. So whenever they go to a landing page, they're going to a landing page specific to their market. Another thing that I've done is I have done blogs specific to those areas.
All right. So can you elaborate on that? Because I think the previous episode we had with Justin, he was talking about the power of blogging. So
sure.
What did you do? Because he was talking about it generally, but for a photo booth business, a lot of people just blog about each event. What are you doing?
So I'm blogging about each event, but I'm also making sure that it's content rich to where whenever you go there, you see, I do it in a couple of descriptive ways. So the first thing is whenever I do a blog, I do what type of booth it was. So if it was a glam booth, if it was a roaming booth, wherever it was, then the next thing that I do is the venue. So I will list out the venue of where it was. And then I'll also list out the city. So that is how I build the title. So the title is already content rich. From there, I write just a quick blurb. I also never reveal who the client is. And you kind of really have to respect people's privacy here. Never post this stuff as it's happening. There are a lot of crazy people in this world. I've actually had it happen to me. I've said, oh, I'm at this event, blah, blah, blah. And there are some photo booth people that have showed up to my events. I'm like, oh, honey. So, yeah.
Why am I not surprised?
I know. So never post whenever you're actually there. That's why I always really discourage Instagram stories. If you want to do it on a Saturday, do it a week late. That's all I'm saying. So then what I do is I post 10 examples of the output of what photos were taken, because everyone loves to see photos. Whenever I was doing wedding planning a long time ago, one of the things that was almost in every single book was, if you are going to hire a photographer, see if they will give you an entire take of one wedding. That way you see everything that they took, not just the highlights of, like, you know, some really cool, like awesome, like cinematic pictures, because not every picture is going to be cinematic, you know? And that generally is kind of a big look. So I always make sure to blog about that. I will take one of those things and say, oh my gosh, like, this one event that I did, all of the groomsmen were military. I guess they were Air Force, and it's an Air Force thing to where it's like a party shirt. So it's like a regular button up, regular tuxedo shirt, but the sleeves have a different print that represent their personality. So I posted that. My website visits seriously shot up at least 1,000 times.
Now, is that because they're sharing it? What's causing that?
Yes, yes, yes. So I posted it. People were clicking on it. And that's another thing is I posted it on my Facebook. So whenever I posted it on my Facebook, everyone that kind of forgot about me that knew what I do, I don't post a lot on my personal Facebook, hey, here's photo stuff that I'm doing, because I really don't care anymore. Like it's – like I just try and like keep it separate. Like that's the business. This is me, like, you know, what have you.
I'm the same.
However, whenever I posted about it, I got a call the next day from someone I had not spoken to in 10 years. And they said, hey, listen, I'm at this property. Can you do our Christmas party? Sure. Did the Christmas party. Actually, my little brother's working for me now.
Ooh.
I know, I know.
How's that going?
I will tell you how it's going. I'm so proud of the little...
Whoa!
I'm so proud of him only because... So he did that event for that hotel Christmas party. He did such a good job. I got 3 leads the following week from that event. And I texted the catering manager. I'm like... What's going on here? Like, why am I getting all these leads for this event? She's like, oh, I put you on our preferred vendor list.
Oof.
I said, thank you. So then he did another private event. I got a call the very next day saying he had did such a good job. They wanted to book another event for like in like March or whatever. And they paid.
Sounds like somebody deserves a raise.
They paid for it in full. Well, he got a commission. So they paid for it in full. So that's another thing I do with all my attendants is I want my attendants to sell. Your attendants should have all the tools they need to sell. You know, I think that that's how a business grows. It should not be up to one person to sell events.
I think the problem from what I've heard from people is they don't know how to really track that. Like, what if they did a good – like, how do you track when to give them the commission?
So what I do is I have a lead form that is specific to the attendant that is only their link.
Oh.
And whenever they get it, whenever they give it out, that's what comes – it comes under their name.
That's a great idea. I mean, it's so simple. Makes you wonder why.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. People don't think of that. Well, the same thing goes with digital business cards. So they it's all trackable. So that's how I like to track it. So if an event comes in, I know that that's where it came from. You know, my system recognizes that, oh, okay, this person came from, you know, this attendant. If this person books, it automatically calculates that commission.
And if people are interested in that, they can go back to a previous episode that we did totally on that topic about the digital business cards.
For sure, for sure, for sure. So yeah, so he's been doing such an amazing job, and it's shocking to me that he actually quit his part-time job.
Wow.
So I own him now.
must have been some nice commissions for him to do that.
Absolutely. Nice. Yeah, so that works out really well. So, but this is another thing. So whenever I posted that blog, it sparked interest in a whole bunch of people that forgot I was there. Because they're like, well, Ryan, you're never home. Well, yeah, I'm never home, but I have staff that is, and they need to work. So, and I manage everything, so it's still going through me.
What a great time that we live in. Like, you're wherever you are in the world at that particular point in time, you can book business anywhere. Like, the technology, the tools that we have now is we take it for granted.
So
while you're in Australia, you're booking gigs in Texas, let's say.
Stand by. So this is what happened. So I'm on the beach in Australia having a lovely day. My computer went dead. I ended up having to send it out. As it turns out, it had water damage because I was on the beach with it. Hashtag first world problems.
What's the point of that story?
Well, I'm just saying, like...
How did you live without a computer? What were you doing?
Oh, I have...
Probably still booking business. So now, let me ask you this, Ryan, because, well, before I ask you my question, I want to say your PDF's probably going to be amazing. I don't want to give it all away. But one thing I notice on your site that is shockingly simple is everything you post is people using the booths.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't believe how many people have websites that they're just showing the booth and how beautiful the setup is. You have to show...
Who gives a crap?
Yes, people having fun with it, people using it. So... That to me is a big tip. But my question to you is, when people are listening to this and you're talking about a blog for every event and you're doing these edits to the site and you're doing the digital, it seems like a lot. So
it
for someone who thinks, oh, wow, I'm going to make a blog, is it worth the time of creating a post for every event?
Yeah,
it seems like a lot of work.
Yes and no. So for me, I did a New Year's event. And funny enough, it's that has a longer story that for another episode. However, they did a balloon backdrop, and it was the silver metallic balloons in all different shapes that filled this entire wall. I love that balloons are like kind of coming back now and they're almost cool again. But whenever we put the lights on the balloons, it just had this like wonderful metallic quality that I just loved. So all of these photos that came back were just absolutely amazing. So it's like these things I just need to like make sure that other people see, just so that they can see like what's like possible with their event, you know? It was a workshop forever and a half ago where I realized that these things need to happen, where you don't want to post just a blank photo booth or a blank ballroom or any of that stuff. People want to see themselves in the photos. So if they're having fun,
yeah, I mean,
they can picture themselves having fun.
It goes back to like selling emotion. If you're if you have people having fun and laughing and doing all sorts of funny boomerangs or whatnot, that's what people want. They don't want certain booth types. They want the experiences. They want the memories.
Sure.
And if you're not showing that, you're making a big mistake.
Sure. So a couple of other things that I have to do is I want each of the different types of booths that I do, so a gift booth or a glam booth or a reverse green screen, which apparently I'm known for now, a roaming booth, you know, whatever, a 360 booth, all of those will have their own landing pages as well. So if ever someone types in glam booth, that's the photo or that's the page that they're taken to where they can clearly see, hey, here's all the cool stuff that this particular thing does. You want to do another cool thing? Keep going, keep looking, and then, you know, so on and so forth.
The other thing is I'm looking at your blog right now, and I think what you did really well is, back to the point about it taking too much time, you're not typing a lot of text. Mm-mm. You're really, like you said, focusing on showing 10 or whatever images of the output. And the way you tag each post with the booth type, if I'm an interested customer and I'm looking at, wow, this looks cool, which one is this? It's very easy to figure it out.
So this is a thing that I used to tell wedding planners whenever I was doing their websites, is they would go to a gallery and you would click on, you know, Stephen and Amy, or you would click on, you know, Mark and Joanna or whatever. If you're a visitor to the website, I don't know who the hell they are. I don't know what I'm clicking on.
I don't care about Joe and Joanna.
I don't give a crap who they are. So whenever you're designing your website, you need to look at it as if the customer is asking a question and whatever they're clicking on is the answer. So I was like, change those names to Hidden Garden, change it to Winter Wonderland, change it to Jazzy Blues, give it a theme so I know what I'm clicking on, you know, Winter Wonderland or whatever. So whenever you're clicking on it, I'm asking myself, well, what kind of wedding do I want? Well, I want a winter wonderland. So I'm going to click on that. So think of it as you're answering a question, because your website really is selling for you. So you have to make sure that it's done in a way to where they know what they're getting themselves into. I always do a video. And I really appreciate the videos that are in here. I make those videos. I do it on my phone. I do it quickly. There are apps that can help you do that. There are times where I'm not at an event and I don't have the ability to make a video. If there's the New Year's one that was just a drop off. So what I did was, the video that I published, I got from the event that it was for. They had a video that was already made. I just took that video and put it on my website, and they were happy to do that because they sell tickets every year. So then you're building backlinks, and then you're kind of getting, you know, more credibility with your ranking. So it's really beneficial, and you don't even have to, you know, create that content.
But again, back to my question about people thinking it takes a lot of time.
It does.
It does take time, but you're talking about things that you can do that makes it not take that much time.
Sure.
You don't have to type a 2,000 word post.
No.
You don't have to go crazy creating the content. You are outputting content. You just select them. You don't have to create a whole video from scratch if there's already one that's already there. So it takes time.
And I developed a formula that worked for me. So my formula is content-rich header, video, short description, 10 images, social sharing at the end. That's literally all it is. And whenever I post that and spread out my posts, that is able to generate interest that draws people to my website. So I didn't specifically post anything for a while because I wanted everyone to see that spike. So anyways, that is available now. 15 changes you need to make to your website right now.
I think after discussing this generally with you, what stands out, and it's no surprise that you're doing well, because you focused on the two things that have the biggest impact in your business: the number of leads and the conversion rate, right? That is the business at its core. Get more leads, convert more of them into sales. Everything else is semantics. You can do them in your own way. You can do your blog in your own way. The real key thing is get more leads and increase your conversion rate. And I think that applies to any business. And if you focus on those two things, it's no surprise that you're doing so much better that quickly. Everyone can do the other stuff in whatever way suits them, but those two things really have a huge impact in your business.
You know, another thing that I kind of was working on a little bit is just the call to actions. And I talk about this in the PDF, is the different types of call to actions that need to be on the website and how different things respond, or how different people respond to different things, rather. Where, you know, some of the types of call to actions that I use are start design. So I will use my layout designer as a lead generator. So you don't have to book with me. I mean, if you want to like go and steal my idea, that's fine. But at least you're kind of investing in it. And I think that goes a little bit to Brian Miller's episode a long, long time ago, where he was saying how, you know, he doesn't worry about them taking that idea and going elsewhere because the client knows that they're spending time with him. And, you know, if they're going to do that, that's not his client to begin with. Another thing that I use is a button called Let's Get Started, or Learn More, or Check Availability, or Check a Date, or Request a Quote, or, you know, Let's Plan Your Event, whatever. All of those call to actions go to that same request for proposal form. So I know that different things respond differently with people. So someone may be able to click on. This is another thing. I really hate that people only use book now. Well, I don't want to book now. You need to take me out on a date first. You need to buy me a drink. We need to go to the movies. I'm not just going wherever with you.
It's a great point though, because everyone's just trying to sell immediately. But you're right. It's kind of like it's a dance.
Yeah. There has to be a little bit of like, there's a little bit of romance in it. You can't just, you know, stick in the credit card. But like, think about it. So that's another thing, is whenever I send out my proposals, they're a little bit romantic. There's a video of what you're going to get. You're going to have, you know, a clear description of everything that you're getting. It's not just going to be give me money.
You know, as you're talking about all this, and you're known for the luxury, the romance, everyone wants to sell luxury. They want to be a higher cost service. They want to move up that ladder. But if you're not really doing the details that you're talking about, and worse than that, you're complaining about the amount of time those things take, that's fine. But just realize that you're not going to be a premium service and you can't charge premium rates. And that's just the way it is.
So this is another thing that kind of started January 1, once I kind of did this major switch, I guess, is I am getting more money for what I'm doing per event. And that is incredibly shocking to me. Like, I am like not sticking it to people, but almost up to that point where I charged $1,600 for a 2-hour event and they booked it.
You know what?
That shocked me. I'm like, what idiot absolutely would do this? Like, what? I'm not doing an event for you. You're stupid. Yeah. I mean, it's an interesting dichotomy, but it's so interesting to me how, because I think I have always historically undercharged. And that's just how I was just taught from the very beginning. And whenever you're in a rental business, you only make money when it's rented. And if no one's going to rent it, you don't have any money.
But people should also realize that you started somewhere and you're here now.
Sure.
There's a path and a process. And I think as we wrap up this episode, what's fascinating to me is you know, you're doing so well now, and everyone listening to this is probably like, oh my God, Ryan Salinas is the man.
No.
You mentioned that episode.
Like, this guy's an idiot. Like, I'm turning this off.
You mentioned that episode that we did, a couple months ago, where you were really in the opposite place and you were worried.
Yep.
And I think people that are listening to this should go back to that episode, because you're probably going to have more bumps in the future, right? It's kind of an up and down, but as long as you're trending upward, that's a great thing. And if people are listening or in a tough patch, so is the great Ryan Salinas, and he's doing great now. If you stay the course, if you do the right things, you know, you'll see the results. Don't panic.